From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to denounce by name the white supremacists who staged a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday that turned deadly. He condemned this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides that resulted in one death and 19 injuries, but the president did not condemn the extremist groups who organized Saturday's protest. Many of them are his political supporters who openly derided racial minorities, Jews, and women with signs and chants. However, on Sunday, in a statement, the administration said President Trump very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan, and neo-Nazis. The president's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, told ABC News on Sunday that the violence meets the definition of terrorism.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred, that is grounded really in ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance, and rights for all of us.
A 20-year-old man allegedly drove his car, or a car, into a crowd on Saturday, killing a 32-year-old woman. 19 others were injured, some of them critically. This is VOA News from Washington. The top American